We just finished Otakon. This is AnimeCon's TV. We're here with our good friend Charles Dunbar once again to talk about our con experience, enjoy some ice cold water, and tell us, you know, tell everyone what we thought of Otakon 2014.
This water is hardly ice cold, Doug. It's more like lukewarm. But I don't give a. I don't care.
It's no name brand ice water.
Yes. After you didn't buy it from the dude out front.
He was too busy.
I know.
So, once again, I always have a good time at Otakon. It's the one con I've been going to the longest. But it really felt like this was a bit of an off year for me. Like it seemed like there was a lot of weird hiccups this year.
Well, hiccups. I know about some of the hiccups, like with the databases and whatnot. Honestly, and this is going to sound horrible, this was my favorite Otakon of all time. This is best. I tweeted it last night and was remarking about how my speech to text censors things. But this, for me, was the best Otakon I ever went to. It's like, I felt what you're feeling about Boston this year. That felt like an off year. But like for Otakon, I got my badge in 9 minutes. I got all my check-ins, and it just, everything was coming up roses for me this Otakon. And the only thing I didn't do, the only thing I didn't do that really bugged me was I didn't get any commissions in the Artist Alley because everything came up roses and because I was busy the whole weekend, I never really got in
there. I mean, for me, when I say like off-year and weird hiccups, I mean, it was, you know, they had the whole issue with the registration where normally they hit like 17,000 Thursday pickups and they were only able to get like about around half that. So, and there's a lot of people waiting in line, extra hours, things like that, which it just seems weird because that
struck me as very odd.
And they got rid of stuff like the option for badge art, which you get a better quality badge now.
I actually liked the fact that you didn't get to choose your badge art because every year I'd invariably hear someone complaining, oh, they didn't have the badge I wanted. Well, you didn't get here yesterday. Roy Mustang was popular.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't I choose my badge?
Yeah, so that's exactly it. It's good to see.
I mean, come on. Come on, people. Look at this. Look at this quality badge. It's plastic. It's hologram. It's got a barcode on the back. This is what the concert tickets looked like last year, and you're complaining you're getting something this good?
Yeah, it is. Those really turned out nice.
I love the badge art. I love the single badge. I love all of that. I mean, I had friends who waited in line 3 hours on Thursday, didn't get their badge, and then got up like balls early in the morning. I mean, I walked past the front door to the registration area on Friday night at like 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And there was a line.
One registration staffer I know tweeted out that she finally got done with her day after they cut out the line and finished up with the remaining people at 2 a.m.
Damn.
Yeah, so I mean, my heart goes out to them because obviously something in the system broke this year, and I'm hoping they're going to find a way to fix it. It seemed like it was better by Friday and everything like that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But there were some, I mean, like I said, it was a weird hiccup. But there were also some things that were, I saw that they did differently that I liked. Like, they finally had, like, some pipe and drape in the middle of the skywalks.
Yeah, that was kind
of cool. So it actually made the traffic flow work instead of being a giant bottleneck.
I thought that was a good idea.
That's been a problem every year, and it finally didn't. But once again, going back to just weird things, I mentioned, you know, lines in the skywalk. One of the larger panel rooms in the Hilton Hotel, I think it was panel 5, didn't have room clears, and so they had lines going all the way down that skywalk.
For
things like Worst Day Anime of All Time, which you know is going to have a...
For anything. I mean, I remember bumping into that line at one point and saying, I'm not waiting in this.
Yeah, and it's frustrating because something like that, I mean, I understand everyone wants to get in, but you need to be consistent with room clears and just...
I noticed this year a lot of the bigger ones, like, last night I tried to get into Anime's Craziest Deaths, and they moved it from normally the 1,500-seat room to the 1,000-seat room, and, like, the bulk of the line didn't get in.
Yeah.
People were complaining. There were people sneaking in the side door, and, like, I'm thinking to myself, great use of the Hilton this year. I mean, honestly, it was fantastic use of the Hilton because they capitalized on the panel space they had in the Hilton, and it managed to fill up. You never saw a half-full panel in the Hilton.
Yes.
And that was incredibly impressive that they utilized that space really well. But other than that, it's like, some of the policies about room clears, I know there are a bunch of people that were complaining about, like, they wanted to see a panel and they didn't clear the room, and people that were waiting online thought that was unfair, and I can understand people thinking that, especially if you got in line and then found out all you had to do was go in the room and sit down and they weren't going to make you leave.
Yeah, that's...
They didn't do that on 7 either. I mean, all my panels were on 7, and there were people, like, half of my ninja panel today was just waiting for Rufio. and they would just come and sit down and no one had to leave.
So, you mentioned two things, though, like very full panel rooms. I know I got to finally check out one panel I thought was fantastic, called Anime Biology 101.
Ooh, and it was I know the guy giving that.
It was a small room, and it was...
He's good, though.
It's an actual science teacher.
Yes!
That guy
is great.
It was a smaller panel room, but it filled to capacity, and everyone stayed because everyone was really interested. And it was something neat because he actually took kind of a Mythbusters approach where it said, is this possible, confirmed happening, or completely busted? And really made it interesting. And like, because he's a teacher, he knows how to hold a crowd.
I met him a few years ago here, and he asked me, he emailed me about with tips about how to like get the panel going and flowing. And I saw some of his material, and like, now that is a panel that I would attend.
Yeah,
that panel, he's good.
That was a panel I never would have thought of, but I'm glad I got to see it.
I agree.
And so things like that. You mentioned Rufio, Dante Basco.
Yes, he's pretty awesome.
He was a good guest, but... This is another thing that, to me, it was weird about Otakon this year, is I feel like they're getting very close to that slippery slope of getting away from what they say their mission statement is, which is Asian culture. Like, they have that. They had the astronomer guest this year.
That was within theme programming. The theme this year was space. So it makes sense to have an astronomer.
Yeah. They had other things, like, they put some of the photo shoots on the schedule, and there was things like Sherlock or Marvel Comics characters, and you're putting that on the schedule. Now it feels like you're actually sanctioning events, even if it's not official programming. By putting it on the schedule, it sounds like you're sanctioning events that aren't Asian culture, which is what they say they are. And I feel like that's getting more and more dangerous, and that's going to open the floodgates for more attendees to say, well, you let this thing, why don't you let me have my thing, you know, even if it isn't related.
It is a very slippery slope.
Yeah. But other programming that I got to check out, I didn't get to the Ultima concert, I was just too busy. I did get to Yoshiki's concert, which was phenomenal. Some great classical music. The other two members of X Japan for one song is kind of a surprise, and that was really neat. The other thing I thought was really cool about the concert this year is how they did tickets. If you can see right here, this is like a little rubber wristband, and it says Otakon 2014 Sunday Concert Pass. And so this is how they ticketed the concert, and you're not going to lose this, and you have a collectible, and it's easy for staff to check because all you got to do is show up your
wrist.
It's such a cool idea. I would love to see more cons do something like this for big events.
I gave away my concert pass to someone who really, really, really wanted to see it. I honestly, this year, one of the weirdest things for me this year is that I didn't have time to really do anything. From the moment I was waking up every day at about 8 o'clock, and from the moment I woke up until the moment I collapsed, I was always in the middle of doing something. Mm-hmm. And my panels were spaced interestingly. So I would always have like a panel to do here. I'd have to go to lunch. I'd have to go do this. I'd have to go to that. I'd have to go to that. And I didn't make it to the Artist Alley until last night. I didn't make it to the Dealer's Room until today. And I feel like half of my con was spent in the room we're sitting in right now or running from here to there, from here to there. And it caused me to just like, while I never slowed down, and I was perfectly happy that I never slowed down, at the same time, it made me feel like, what did I do this con?
Yeah, I mean, I would rather go to a con where I have too much to do than not enough.
And yes.
That was earlier this year, I got out to Anime Expo, and that was my biggest complaint, is I felt like there was barely anything to do. Half the time I'm sitting in wandering the halls just trying to find something. Whereas this, I can open up the guidebook app, look at the list of the schedule, and find something that's interesting to me.
Yeah, I never stopped moving. I mean, that was my thing. I was like a fish. If I stopped moving, I would drown. So I was all over the place the entire weekend.
Yeah. So I think, in that sense, I think Otakon continues to be really successful, is they have a ton of programming. Mm. They have plenty to do. If you're bored at Otakon, it's probably your own fault.
They had, the AMV Theater, I thought, was a really great idea that they did this year. Aside from it not being fully compatible with Max, it was a really interesting room because people would just sit in there all day.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people. People seem to forget that while AMV contests may not be as big as they were, 10 years ago, people still want to watch them.
Yeah. Well, and it wasn't the big main event video room.
It was a small room. Former Panel 2, I think. It was the former Small Panel 2. They turned into this really nice theater with a beautiful big screen and a projector and some really great sound. And if you wanted to see anime music videos, or if you wanted to watch anime openings, or if you just wanted to do that, you had a place to sit.
Yeah, and because that's something that's kind of gone away in a lot of cons, is they don't do a lot of screenings now because most people have seen it. So AMVs are something that people probably haven't seen. I did go to the AMV contest this year. I was a little mixed on the action and drama categories. I found there was a lot of loud effects and loud music where you couldn't really pick up on the plot. The romance category was surprisingly good. The comedy was always a hit. That's always one of my highlights for Otakon, is checking out the AMVs.
I ruined an entire room of people again by showing them Cosby Bebop.
So if you're watching
this or hating the fact that I put that on, this is the reason why.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, second year in a row I trolled the room with that one. Now, there was a really good turnout. The people for my openings panel really enjoyed it, and I was happy about that.
So, any other parting thoughts before we get out of here?
Parting thoughts. Otakon is, it's what you make of it. And a lot of people, there were a lot of people that were complaining, but I'm wondering if a lot of people that were complaining because they were, predetermined, or just they decided, I'm just going to bitch about the entire con this year.
And Otakon is a really good example of, you can't expect all the fun stuff to come to you.
No,
you have to go look at the schedule, say, hey, this panel looks interesting, I've got nothing to do, let's go check it out.
Yeah.
And this is because there are so many options. So that's it for Otakon 2014. I know I'll be back in 2015.
I can't make any promises.
It's scary to think about that.
I wasn't even going to go this year, and then Kill la Kill came out. So it's I'll see about next year. I mean, my body.
Thank you, Studio Trigger.
You can hear it in my voice. My voice is shot. I mean, I was thinking, next year, most of the cons I'm currently confirmed to do are small college cons, because I'm starting to, big cons are nice, and big cons got a lot of variety, but sometimes you miss having a small group of people that you can just talk to. On Friday night, I bumped into this guy, Onsen Mark, who I've known through the internet for a long time. We never recognize each other, but we talked many times, and we stood out on the balcony for the entire night talking about stuff. That's the kind of thing I miss at cons, that you don't always get at a con of this size. And when you can get that at a con, it's rewarding.
I'm actually going to disagree with you there, because I really kind of network at Otakon. I have a lot of people that I only see at Otakon or otherwise, or in the convention scene, and we work together to plan out stuff. I mean, this wasn't an official event or anything, but two people I know through the con scene and everything organized a beer tasting party.
Yes, I heard about the beer tasting
party. It's sometimes you have to work to make it.
I mean,
you get
a lot of networking in and around the con. Last night I went to an impromptu meetup of con runners, and I had a really fantastic time talking to all of them. But it's when I'm in the con, when I'm in the con center, sometimes I just want it to be smaller and a little more laid back. I don't want it where I'm trying to walk through the halls and I've got people slamming into me on all sides. So, that sometimes can be a little draining.
Yeah. So I think the lesson there is definitely always check out a variety of conventions.
Yes.
No one con does it perfectly.
No.
But if you have your own report on Otakon or any other convention that goes on, you can reach out to us. You can leave us a voicemail at 762-ADEQUITE. You can also leave us a note on our Twitter, which is AnimeConsTV. We're also on Google+. Our website, where you can subscribe to the email or the podcast, is animecons.tv. We're also on iTunes. And you can always just send us a good old-fashioned email at podcast@animecons.com.
What if they want to do snail mail?
Yeah,
I know.
We'll set up a P.O. box for Patrick. He'll take care of that.
Oh, God.
We'll see you next time.
Yes. The